Hello, this is Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Apologetics. Thank you so much for coming to my website. Thank you so much for your prayers and your concern about my life. I'm kind of concerned because, well, I'm starting a new Bible study series, and I'm going to go in depth into the theological study of the end times. A lot of people are very inquisitive about this, especially during these dangerous days that we live in, when the political arena and the economic market seem to be topsy-turvy, flip-flop. How must one that believes in God and acquiesce to the truth of God's word survive? Now, this Bible study that I'm beginning to teach in my home is not going to be one of those kinds of Bible studies that's going to be there to cause controversy in your life. In other words, I don't want you coming to the study trying to argue with me about it. We're going to just very plainly and simply go through the teaching of scriptures. I'd like to give you a little insight into what I'll be teaching. I'll be teaching one of these three views, and you'll have to pick the one that you believe, the amillennial view. These individuals deny the existence of a literal millennial kingdom. They see the millennial promises as being fulfilled in the spiritual kingdom. Some adherents of this view holds that the kingdom of Christ rules over the church here on earth, and others that it is God's rule over the saints in heaven. Then there's another view. There's the premillennial view, which holds to the existence of a literal earthly millennium. As just defined, the believers believe that the rapture of the church precedes this. And then there's the postmillennial view, and it holds to the existence of a literal millennium, resulting in the spread of the gospel and the salvation of a vast number of people, with Christ returning to the earth at its conclusion. Which of the three do you subscribe to? And how do you argue your view? And then we're going to follow a great rule of scriptures and go through each one of them and have a discussion. You're going to use your Bible like you've never used it before. The classroom will be spiffed up and ready for you as you come in this study. As you come into the study, it's going to be at 7 o'clock. If you would like to bring a little food for the others or for yourself, feel free to do so. Note this, that I don't eat just anything. I only eat when I'm very hungry. Most of the time, I'm trying to teach. You don't have to be a member of my congregation because I don't pastor a congregation. I know Bible. I believe God's word. Just want to teach it. There will be a basket in the classroom up on the shelf. And if you'd like to contribute anything into that basket for PJ's life and for his time and his study, it's well appreciated. But you don't have to do that either. Because as long as the Lord gives me breath in my lungs, I am going to teach. The only thing is that you're going to have to come to my home. That's right. I don't have a church building, never will have one of those things. Not going to burden you down with that. My home is a place where you can visit and share God's word and hopefully fellowship with me. I'm glad to do this as I continuously grow older in my life. And I want you to realize that as you come to my home, that it's a private place, and I just want you to enjoy the study out in the classroom. You can view the video. That's basically the way the study appears. And we'll try to give you all of the benefits of this Bible study. I'm thinking about putting the homiletics class back together on Friday night, but I got to see a little bit more interest in the students of homiletics. Can't have this not doing the assignments and getting involved and how this is supposed to work. It's too broad. But Bible study is 90 minutes a week, and you're invited. Now, if you're interested in coming, what you're going to have to do is contact me, and I'll give you the address, and so that you know exactly when to be here. Hey, listen, God bless if you're interested in Bible study, and I'm sorry that some of you don't live in my city. Have Bible, will travel, but things are rough this time of the year. God bless you. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay into the blessed word of God.